and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. at 850 WFTL in South Florida. Karen Curtis here, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. Half the state lives in one of these places. The firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. And of course, tomorrow, every Monday, we do a blog at hoa-condoblog.com, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, really interesting. Before you install that Ring doorbell,
yeah,
you better get permission.
Really?
And not from the board. Yeah, very interesting. Really? Arbitration case came out about Ring doorbells. And if you live in a condo, trust me, you want to read it. So, Karen, just when you thought politics couldn't get any worse, we wind up with a tragedy at the Capitol this week, and the Democrats requesting yet another impeachment, even though President Trump has only a week to go. It just couldn't end quietly, could it?
Yeah, Alan Dershowitz says you can't impeach a non-sitting president, so that's going to go nowhere. And, of course, Trump is the fall guy, as the Democrats believe that he should be charged with insurrection.
Yeah, you know, look, of course he didn't want anybody to get hurt or killed. That certainly wasn't his intention. He didn't advocate the overthrow of the Capitol building that was done by lawless thugs. By the way, I just saw a video that's very hard to believe. It shows that when the people entered the Capitol, they were greeted by, I can't tell you how many cops, and the cops were saying, like, come on in.
Yeah, that was on the east side. The west side, they broke in.
Well, I saw a video just now that I just can't believe. The cops were welcoming them into the building.
They said, we're on your side.
Anybody wants to see it, I'd be glad to send it to them. But now it's going to be interesting to see if he pardons himself in the last week.
Can he do that? I think he will. You're an attorney.
Yeah, I don't know if he can or he can't, but I think he will. And I think he'd be crazy not to at least try it, because, you know, once he leaves, it's not going to stop. They're going to come at him.
Or resign, have Pence be president and pardon him.
And pardon him, right? I don't know if Pence would do that at this point, but is he going to pardon himself? Yep, I think that's going to happen this week.
Huh. So you think that the 25th Amendment, impeachment, or resignation is going to happen? I mean, he's got one more week.
Yeah, why go through this, right? Because the Democrats are not satisfied that he's out in 1 week. You know, since day one of his presidency, and even before his presidency started, as soon as he started coming down those steps, right?
Yep.
They were out for blood for him and his family. You know, here we have a situation where the purpose of an impeachment is to remove a president, but only the Senate can do that, as we now know, after a trial. But even if the House impeaches him this week, there's no time for a trial in the Senate before January 20th.
Right.
So the impeachment is another waste of taxpayer dollars and another way to further anger the Republicans and divide the country. They can't even wait a few more days for him to just go away. But mark my words, instead of waiting in the week, they're going to go through with this second impeachment.
Well, they will. They want it. They want the optics. And so where does that leave his future, his legacy, Trump's?
You know, because everyone else is so afraid to say it, I will. He wasn't just a consequential president, as Lindsey Graham said. Everybody, I guess, heard him say that. I thought he was a consequential president. I'll go further. I thought he was a great president. But this week at the Capitol will always leave a stain on his legacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can name 1,000 accomplishments. You know, taking out ISIS. Remember ISIS, Karen?
No.
He took them out right away, right? Establishing peace throughout the Middle East, taking our soldiers home from insane foreign wars that never ended. Finally waking up the country when it came to China, how China was eating our lunch, right? Rebuilding our military, protecting our veterans, massive tax cuts, moving our embassy to Jerusalem, the best stock market in history, the lowest unemployment numbers ever before COVID came in. And when it came to COVID, under his watch, we had a vaccine in 10 months. Amazing, absolutely amazing presidency. But you know what frustrated the guy to no end? He accomplished all of this in 4 years. yet the U.S. Attorney's Office can't complete their investigation into Strzok, Page, Comey, Hillary, the fake dossier, the fake warrants, Hunter Biden.
Actually, I think what happened, this last week erases all of that from memory.
Yeah, but he got zero help from the U.S. Attorney's Office. He did 1,000 things in 4 years, and they couldn't do one. They couldn't do the one thing he wanted to accomplish more than anything, just to get, some justice for the Obama administration investigating him on fake evidence, fake warrants. Four years later, and the government still didn't indict or arrest anyone, even though all the proof is there. And ladies and gentlemen, that just drove this guy nuts. That's really made him crazy.
Well, on top of that, you have the press against you. He has the social media giants against him, the tech giants. Imagine and actually banning him, from platforms. And now if you've switched over to Parler or Parler, it's Parler in French, which means to speak. Yeah. It's Parler. But now Amazon is going to shut down their servers tonight. So it's going to be completely shut down.
Think about this. Communist China, Iran, and other dictatorships and regimes around the world, they're allowed freely to have access on Twitter and Facebook.
They're still on here.
They're still on, but the President of the United States is banned. The First Amendment, I'm telling you, this is scary stuff, but the First Amendment is done in this country. You see it happening before your eyes, and I'm telling you, it's scary.
But I understand that if something happens and there's some sort of a militia that sparks up and that's organized through one of those,
if they want to shut that down, okay, shut that, but there's no organized militia that's forming.
Well, then they point to what happened at the Capitol.
Yeah, there was a few thousand people that were sitting on the steps. That's, to me, not an organized militia. And you are not going to be able to voice any right-wing opposition at all on any of these sites soon. That's where we're headed. Congress needs to address this, but it's never going to happen in a Democratic-controlled Congress because, as we know, the press only praises that side. They can do no wrong.
They want to make sure that Trump can't run again and that he's completely silenced. So
I'll tell you,
what's going to happen January 22nd?
What do I think is going to happen after the 21st? If the Republicans think that going forward they can just ignore Trump, that would be their biggest mistake because no matter how you slice it, over 70 million Americans just voted for the guy. And if the Republicans ignore him, he can start a third party tomorrow. Don't think this is out of the question. He could start a third party tomorrow called the MAGA Party and instantly in one day have tens of millions of members. And that would be the actual death of the Republican Party. And do I think he's going to run in 4 years? What am I thinking now? Absolutely. But a big mistake of the Republicans to ignore him. They better figure out how to make friends with him because the guy has a following no matter how you slice it.
And, he's talking about starting his own network or social media company. But unfortunately, I don't know where you get servers. I mean, don't they have Dominion had servers over in Italy, right? And
Yeah. So there's no question I think he's going to do that. And on day one, 70 million Americans sign up for whatever site that he creates. Think about that. Any social media platform he starts, it's amazing. It becomes a powerhouse instantly. But here we are. Biden's taken office in a week. I wish the guy well, and I wish the country well, even though I didn't vote for him. And when it came to Trump, that's not how the Democrats felt, unfortunately. They were against him from day one. They never wished him well. They never rooted for him and wanted to see the U.S. do good under his watch. But I'm hoping President Biden stays healthy because I certainly don't see him really as a liberal Democrat. He never was his whole career. Now, the vice president, on the other hand, scares the hell out of me. Got to be honest about that.
She has a dream for freedom.
Yeah, you saw that? Yeah. You saw that for freedom? Yeah. Who's she steal that from?
Martin Luther King? MLK coming up on Monday next week.
Unbelievable. And her boss, nobody has plagiarized more than him and lied more than him.
Well, then they deserve each other.
Yeah, so fantastic examples at the top. But let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, let's hear what our listeners think. You want to talk politics? Fine. You want to talk condo and HOA problems?
As long as we're allowed to.
Exactly. On this show, you're allowed to. We're never going to stop, believe me. And we can maybe eventually get to the emotional animal support law. Give us a call about anything you want to talk about. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. 850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Praise and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He's taking your phone calls live right here, 877-850-8585. Anything condo, HOA, co-op related. If you're living in a community association and you're a member or you're on the board and you have a question, go ahead and call 877-850-8585.
All right. How about we take the first call of the day? Javier in Boynton Beach. How are you, Javier?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for the attorney.
Yes.
Mr. Glazer. I live in a community that has 136 units. And he has a revenue of about $54,000 a month in assessment fees.
Okay.
My question is, as of October of last year, after we had the election, general elections, we only have three directors of the board. Our bylaw calls for a minimum of five directors and no more than nine at the maximum. Okay.
Right.
But the association attorney says that even though we have three directors, that meets the fulfillment of having a directorship of five.
Well,
I don't see how that works.
Well, you should definitely have five. No question about it that you should have at least five. Did people not have enough interest in running? Were there only three people who volunteered?
No, we have a lot of people that want to run, but they're not allowed to run, and they don't give us any reason why they don't want our residents to run.
So they are definitely, when your bylaws allow for it, right? Your bylaws say a minimum of five?
Yeah, the bylaw says we got to have a minimum of five.
Karen, you know, there are just certain fights. There are certain fights that you sit and scratch your head.
Yep, this is a really dumb one.
Right, why is there a fight in this situation?
And if you write your name on the ballot and you're unopposed, you're automatically on the board.
They should immediately appoint two more people to the board. Your bylaws require it. Yes, they have a quorum to conduct business because the minimum is five and they have three, so they have a quorum to conduct business, but that's not the issue. The issue is you have to conform with your bylaws, which require a minimum of five.
What, and the only reason they couldn't run is if they don't, well, they can do it even if they don't
own. If they're behind on maintenance, they have a felony conviction.
Right.
So without a doubt in my mind, your association is required to put another two board members on.
The bylaws calls for, you know, whoever the qualification is that the board member have to be full-time residents of the community.
Yeah,
that's the only requirement.
Even
that's not true.
As Karen just
I'm not an attorney.
No, but you know those provisions have been held to be illegal.
You can be in Canada.
Absolutely. Any person who owns a home, they're allowed to be on the board of directors. You know, if you'd like help with this off the air, give me a call at the Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Your board needs to be put on notice that they need to put another two people on the board at least, or it's time to go to mediation. Okay? Thanks for the call,
Thank
Javier.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer. I will give you a call Monday morning.
Yay.
You got it. Be well. All right, how about we go to Shelton in Estero?
Good morning. excuse me, Eric. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned that there was a new wrinkle or a change in the video doorbell situation. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, we will. We will, even though it's going to be written about in tomorrow's blog.
Yeah, who do you have to ask permission?
So you know how I went to Tallahassee and I was vital in creating the material alteration law, right?
Yeah.
When you live in a condo and you make a material alteration to the common elements, you have to get a vote of the community in order to do that.
Just the board.
So here we have a situation where a unit owner changed out the doorbell that everybody else has, you know, and put in a Ring doorbell. The association sued, and the association said, you made a material alteration to the common elements. In order to make a material alteration to the common elements, 75% of the owners in the community have to agree. And he argued that what's the big deal about changing, you know, the doorbell from one to the other? Yes, it's a different type of a doorbell, but I don't think it's a material alteration.
Security camera.
Yeah, and the arbitrator disagreed. The arbitrator says, yes, it is material. It was hardwired into the building's electrical system. It is now a security camera, in effect, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of case law out there that says when security cameras are installed, it definitely requires a vote of the community, like when the board does it. So therefore, your Ring doorbell that you know, millions of people want. I have it and love it. Before you do it in a condo, under the law that exists right now as we speak, you better get permission from 75% of the unit owners in the building. It's a material alteration.
What if you already did that, and then so you have gotten permission, and somebody else wants to do it? Can they grandfather in under your?
Well, it's unlikely that one unit owner got the 75% permission.
Oh.
Normally, you know, the association.
Yeah, Eric,
says, yeah.
I appreciate your explanation. I also understand that there are exceptions to the material alteration rule. Through the Fair Housing Administration,
well, let me give
where the unit owner can prove that they have a certifiable disability.
Yeah, and there's yes, there might be
require.
That's correct.
A video camera situation.
Right, because maybe if a person has a disability and it's very difficult to get up every time they knock at the door to see who it is, and they can claim that they need a reasonable accommodation from the association, I think they would be entitled to that reasonable accommodation, right? So that's great. You're very smart. That might be one way to approach it. Also, what's interesting about the opinion is that there's a long line of arbitration cases out there that say it's not a material alteration when the board uses changes in technology, that even though things may look different, but when board should always have the ability to have the ability to use changes in technology. For example, LED lighting was never invented, you know, until a few years ago, let's say. There's decisions out there that say, no, LED lighting is wonderful. The board shouldn't have to ask the unit owner permission to use it because it's a new invention. The boards should be able to use new inventions in technology, and that's not considered a material alteration. So my question, you know, how I end my blog tomorrow is, well, if the board gets to take advantage of changes in science and technology and it's not a material alteration, why doesn't that apply to a freaking doorbell?
Right.
Right. Why can't the unit owners use technology? You know, why is that considered a material alteration? So, you know, I don't think I'm in favor of that decision. I think it's a wrong decision, quite frankly, but that's the decision the way it is right now. And I will tell you that it's the law, like it or not. So be careful. Okay.
Yes, I appreciate, you know, the information that you've given. I just want to say I've taken many of your seminars and classes and highly recommend it.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. Much appreciated. Thank you so much. You be well.
Have a great day.
You got it. How about we go to Debbie in Tampa?
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, yes. First, I'd like to say as an aside, I think that the historic administration of Donald Trump will shine on its own with the first few years of slow dementia Biden.
Yep.
But anyway.
Right. It's going to be a very boring presidency, I think, coming up. You know, I mean, I teach
my
children, like, you know, the last 4 years, what you're watching is not really, this is not how things generally work.
Yeah.
You know, it's about to get boring. The press is going to lose their mind, actually, when Trump is not there. What are they going to talk about?
All the changes,
right.
The Green New Deal.
Yeah, they'll be losing their money for sure when it comes to media and
exactly.
Tech. As to the annual meeting, that's mainly my call to ensure transparency with it not being in person. We have a president that's pretty authoritarian. She doesn't like Zoom. She's been doing our board meetings by call-in only, so we don't know exactly who's there because their roll call is not legit. How do we verify proxies for the amendments and who's actually present? Because most of our annual meetings are done by proxy. And do we have so many days after the annual meeting to object if we do a document production to get copies of them through the property manager?
Okay, so let me answer your first question, or your last question first, I should say. Do you have time to object? So the law states that if you're going to challenge, let's say, an election procedure, you got 60 days to do it. So if there's elections going on at your annual meeting, yes, that's a good question. You are under the gun to do something about it within 60 days. Now, also, you're saying we don't know if there was if there were sufficient proxies. We don't know who voted. All of these records are accessible after the fact. In other words, you can go in the day after the election and make a written records request. If you live in a condo, it's got to be in writing. If you live in an HOA, it's got to be in writing and sent by certified mail. And you can ask for copies of all proxies received. right, for the annual meeting on such and such a date. Copies of all ballots received, copies of all exterior envelopes received. All of that you can see to determine whether or not things were done correctly. Okay.
Okay. So during the meeting, though, if it's just by call-in, Zoom, how do we know that, you know, what they're saying is accurate?
You might not know until after the fact. You know, I will tell you, this week, I personally am doing an election for a community where a pretty large community. It's going to be totally on Zoom, right? Me and Brian, and we're going to ask for two members of the community to come to my office. Everybody's going to be, you know, masked up. We're going to be social distancing, and we're going to count the ballots and the proxies and all of that right in front of the community, live on camera, where everybody can see it. And then those official records become accessible to everybody. But I think that's a better way, like you're suggesting. Do it by Zoom. Every single vote, I'm going to call out loud. Everybody will actually see the ballot, you know, what's on it. And I think that's a wonderful way to do things, not just now, not just during the COVID crisis. I think it's a wonderful way to do things going forward.
Absolutely. Why not?
That, right. Gets the community involved.
I agree. Transparency is the way to go. But this president, Jan, wrote a blog. She fits it to a T. In fact, a couple of the owners in there said, did you write about it? So,
right.
You know, I mean, we can't even on the board get, you know, opinions and documents she gets from the attorney. She just tells us what she wants us, you know, to hear.
Hmm. Well, so. You got to ask for the documents correctly. When they don't give it to you, you file.
Shouldn't they,
you know,
be on the web?
What kind of community? So is it an HOA or condo?
No, it's an HOA.
HOA, so there you go. No website,
no
Karen.
Website. And plus, it has to be over 100 units.
The
right?
law is ridiculous. A condo with 150 units, 150. You're required to post the records on a website. HOAs, again, you're the forgotten redheaded stepchild. You know, you don't get those same benefits.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. But hopefully there's change coming. Thanks for the call so much, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, let's take our bottom of the hour break. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First,
First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Don't wait until the end of the show to call in and ask Eric Glazer, who's board certified in community association law, any question you might have about your condo, HOA, or co-op, whether you're a board member or you're a resident. Number is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Hey, you know, Karen, I'm still proud of that, but there's 82,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. Think about that.
Yeah.
82,000. Less than 200 are board certified in community association law. So when you think about it, really an amazing figure.
Well,
so,
it's just like if you get plastic surgery, you always want to go to a board certified, you know, attorney or doctor. Well,
yep.
Not that you're going to perform plastic surgery, but you know what I mean.
And you know what? You certainly want to go to one for a seminar, right?
Right.
If you want to get certified.
Right.
So we have a seminar coming up online, our next one. January 28th, 6 o'clock p.m. Again, January 28th, 6 o'clock p.m. Board members in both a condo and an HOA can get certified. And remember, if you don't get certified within 90 days of getting on the board, you are off the board. So take the class. That's certainly the most popular in the state. I've certified over 21,000 Floridians
already.
You
invented it.
All across the state. Love it, Karen. It's really something that I enjoy so much. And we teach for about 2 hours, and then we take all of your questions, and it works out fantastic. You can do it, again, from the privacy of your own home. If you want to register,
so
just go to our show's website.
You don't feed them, huh?
You can't feed them over the air. That's the only thing they miss now, right?
No, you got the door to go or whatever it's called.
But we'll get back to it. We'll get back. I can't wait to actually start
doing
it live again.
And you want to make it so you want the legislature, which convenes in March, to make it a law, right?
I've drafted legislation already, and we're trying to get it passed by the Florida legislature that says you cannot get certified any longer by signing that dumb affidavit. And self-serving, stupid affidavit is what I typically call it. And you're going to be forced to sit down and take a class for a few hours. Listen, Karen, you're putting people in charge of budgets.
Yes.
Some of them are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
They should be educated.
Don't you think? Don't you think?
Yeah,
isn't it crazy to think that you're just putting somebody in charge of all that money
you need
without
reserves.
Knowing anything? Yeah, without knowing anything about the condo law, HOA law, and the state currently allows that. It's really insane.
It is actually.
So, I want to see that mandatory education requirement.
It's like putting
go through.
A CEO ahead of a Fortune 500 company that doesn't know anything about
business.
Doesn't
know anything about it, right? Exactly. It's really no different. But to register, guys, you can go to the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com or call Glazer and Sachs at our office, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. How about we go back to the phones? George in Estero.
Hey, George.
Hi, good afternoon. A quick, in a sense, political or financial comment.
Yes.
My wife, as I mentioned a couple times, was born and lived and raised in Ireland. We go there often. I was over there the past couple of weeks ago, and there is a total unnecessary political diatribe against Donald Trump with regard to some of the major leaders,
right.
Everyone from Merkel to Brad Carr to whatever.
Yeah.
But if you talk and listen to what the financial people of these countries say, Biden will be a disaster.
Right.
For Apple, for Google, for Oracle, for Dell, for Facebook, for Twitter, not just in Ireland, but in the UK, in Moldova, and the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
These countries live on American enterprise,
sure.
Okay? And Biden wants to shut that down.
Look,
I don't think people in America understand the impact that Biden and Harris will have on not just the American economy, but the worldwide economy by their total ignorance.
Yeah.
Anyway, my HOA question, if I get the... Sorry,
yeah, though, let me just comment.
Wait,
George, hold on. Let me comment on one thing. I don't want to leave it there. There's another reason why European leaders are not so fond of this president. He came in and said, hey, we're all in this NATO thing together. How come no one's putting up any money? How come everybody's short when they're supposed to contribute? Nobody's putting in what they're supposed to put in. He got how many billions of dollars extra when he turned to Germany and he turned to the other countries and said, hey, put in the money that you're supposed to put in.
Yeah, they should be happy. No more.
And for some reason, instead of him being praised for that and getting these countries to put money into the pot, the Democrats in particular said, look what he's doing with our allies. You know what our allies were doing? You know, why was NATO set up? NATO was set up to protect us against the Soviet Union, right, at the time. Right? So one for all for one. So we're supposed to be all protecting each other against the Soviet Union. Yet, do you know where Germany was buying their oil from? $8 billion a year? Soviet Union. So we wonder, what the hell are we doing this for, right? Does it make any sense if Germany is going to go spend all their money and give it to the people that we're supposed to be protecting them from? So that's part of the reason why Trump is not liked by European leaders as well.
I agree. I didn't even want to use a phrase that would be appropriate here for what they've done to us. So
yeah,
I'll pass.
Exactly.
I'll
exactly.
pass on that. But a quick question. And I realize that sometimes common sense doesn't prevail. And I understand that in Florida, whether you want to call DeSantis or anybody else, but for an HOA, is there anything that either has to require that an HOA board pass a resolution to have virtual meetings? And my second question is, can an HOA have an annual meeting without any physical presence? Because I understand it would be totally commonsensical, but unfortunately there are people who simply can't attend virtually.
Okay.
I mean, so what do you do with that catch-22 issue?
Okay, so short thing, George. So the bottom line is, you know, if you were asking this question 6 months from now, when we're not in a COVID situation, we're not in a crisis, I would answer the question differently than I'm going to answer it now. Because we're still in a state of emergency. Right now we're still in a state of emergency. And rightfully so. The numbers are getting, you know, worse, not better at the moment. You know, it'll certainly tail off as the more people get vaccinated, but right now we're not in a good spot. So for now, we're in a state of emergency, and because we're still in a state of emergency, the emergency powers of the boards of directors are still in effect. Can you have virtual meetings? Now, it's interesting the way the statute is written. It says basically that notice of meetings can be done as if practicable. It doesn't really say that you can have Zoom meetings or meetings only by telephone or any of that. So some attorneys have looked to, wait a minute, Florida Statute 617 allows it. I don't know if 617 really applies in this situation, but the bottom line is, at the moment, anything goes. I really mean that. I think anything goes. As long as the board is doing all it can to have a meeting where everybody gets the right to attend, either by phone or by Zoom, everybody has that right. Everybody gets to hear the board members speak, everybody has the right to address the board members. So far, if it's just a regular board meeting, absolutely perfect. No judge or no arbitrator would strike that down at this point. That's my opinion. Okay. Now, when it's an election, when it comes to a different election, you know, does there need to be a physical place for that election? Yes, I think so. Because under the statute, somebody has a right until the very last minute to go pick up a ballot and execute it and drop it off right before the first ballot is open. So do I think there needs to be a physical location for the annual meeting so that people can vote? Absolutely. Now, what, again, like I said, what am I doing? So we noticed a meeting that it's going to be by Zoom, and every unit owner who hasn't voted technically can come up and drop their ballot off or pick up a new ballot at my office and drop it off if you haven't voted by mail. So I think there needs to be a physical place because people have a right to drop off their ballot. If it just can't be, your annual meeting just can't be by Zoom. That's my opinion. But when we're out of this in a few months, we go back to the old rules, you know, where everybody's going to be doing it, you know, in person. But even that should always, in my opinion, going forward, should be done by Zoom, because the interest in community associations right now has never been higher. Zoom is the best thing that ever happened to community associations. It's getting people involved like never before.
That's wonderful.
Yep, absolutely. Let's do this, though. We got to take our final break of the hour. Keep your calls coming in, everybody. Don't wait for the last second. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116. Or grgcpa.com.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget. And now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting,
cleaning and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
And HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Just let me remind you, don't wait to the bitter end to call Eric and ask your question about anything condo, HOA, or political. 877-850-8585. We do have some phone lines open. 877-850-8585.
Yeah, by the way, you know, we spoke about COVID a little bit. There's still, every single day, we're dealing in this office with fights between unit owners who may have COVID, who have COVID, and the board trying to restrict certain access. So this is not going away for a while. These fights between associations and members are not going to be going away for a while until everybody gets vaccinated and this goes, you know, thank God this will hopefully turn the corner and go away and never come back again. But for now, associations are having a lot of questions and a lot of issues dealing with people who admit that they have the COVID virus. And, you know, sometimes difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
But some people are really nice. Some people in the community were finding out that, hey, listen, I want to disclose. I want to tell you I have it. And do what you need to do. Tell everybody that to stay away from me. It's fine. I don't mind that you disclose it. I don't want to get anybody sick.
Bag.
You know, and I got to tell you, I think that's how I feel.
Yeah, me too.
You know, what am I doing? I'm not disclosing I have a venereal disease.
No, wait, but it's almost like that.
But I'm disclosing I got COVID. I'm not, you know, what? I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about.
Because it seems like you're dumb if you get it because, it, you know,
there's
none of the Democrats
to
get
it.
Get it. Yeah, dumb.
You know, that's
yeah.
an interesting question. Is there a stigma that you
Name
you
one
got
Democrat
COVID?
That got it.
Right.
Seriously.
So, right. Right, that's true. But bottom line is, you know, associations, if you still have questions, before you take action against people, you probably want to get assistance from counsel. But again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. How about we go to Carol in Delray?
Hello?
Hey,
Hello,
Carol.
Hi. Oh, we're doing a new directory. And I know it used to be that people could say, I don't want to be in it. Is that still the same rule?
Good question, Carol. So,
oh, yeah.
This was drafted by Senator Maria Sachs, many of you know, in Palm Beach County a few years ago. So bottom line is the community can do a friendly telephone directory, and lots of communities do.
Right.
And they can put in the unit owner's name. They can put in the unit owner's address.
I can't hear you.
Try to talk a little louder. They can put in the unit owner's name. They can put in the unit owner's address. And they can put in the unit owner's telephone number. However, before printing the document, right, the unit owner has the right to opt out their telephone number. So what you want to do, you want to send a letter to the community saying we're about to print the telephone directory with names, addresses, and telephone numbers. Please let us know if you want your telephone number opted out. Okay.
Okay. And what about the right email address?
The email address, you can have to get permission from the unit owner to put that in the book.
Okay.
Same
oh, really?
Thing. Okay. Yeah, because email addresses, are one of those exceptions to the official records rule.
Oh.
You cannot, and that's a great question, you cannot distribute official records. It's not considered an official record, the email addresses of the unit owner, so you can't distribute them. You can only do so when a unit owner has given you a piece of paper that says, I agree to accept notices of meetings by email, and here's my email address. But unless you have that note, that letter, that permission from the unit owner that they're willing to receive notices of meetings by email, you cannot distribute their email address. If you do, the association could get sued.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so their email and their telephone.
Yes, they should give them the opportunity
to
opt out. Correct, exactly.
Okay, okay. Who
thank you very much.
Know, though?
You got it. Thank you, Carol. Good luck in Delray.
Right, bye-bye.
Two more calls.
Sorry, Karen,
now.
What were you saying?
Who wouldn't want to know? Who wouldn't want to have an email?
Well, I guess some people just don't want to be bothered.
Really?
I don't want my number. I don't want my email. I don't want to talk to my neighbors. Leave me alone. A lot of people feel that way. How about we go to Milton and Tamarack? I know Milton. Milton's not that kind of a guy. Milton's a friendly guy. How are you, Milton?
Good morning, Eric. Good. Eric, I have a question. I'd like to know your take on the merits of, instead of having a management company to hire a CAM, a qualified CAM, to run your condo.
How big is your condo?
It's a small condo. We have about 360.
360 units. Okay, that could be done by one devoted CAM that's just managing your building. Can it be done? It absolutely can be done. Could it be done for a cheaper price? Probably can be. But 360 units is also not a small community. So before you go out and hire a CAM, I think you certainly want a CAM with experience, someone who's managed a big building before.
Yeah.
And do I think it can be done by one single manager who's devoted to your community? Absolutely. 100%. And then you're not dealing with, a big company that you're sometimes fighting with behind them. So, yes, I've noticed.
Our problem is that being where a relatively small community,
yeah,
I think maybe it's 265, not three.
Okay.
That they use us as a training.
With a lot of, with
the, once,
right,
once
I understand.
Once the CAM gets any kind of proficiency, they put them into a bigger.
Okay. So that, Milton, this is a great phone call. So oftentimes associations ask me to review their management contracts, right? Like their renewals. And I'll ask them, hey, do you like the current CAM that's working in your building right now or in your HOA right now? And they'll tell me, yes, we love that person. Let's say, a person's name is Carol. We love Carol. So I'm like, well, then we got to put something in the contract that they can't take Carol out of your building. So I'll put something in the contract that says, and I'll put the person's name, that the parties agree that Carol will not be removed as the CAM from the property unless written consent is given by the association. And let me advise you also, Milton, if you're going to hire a CAM for your community, you want to make sure you have a written contract outlining the responsibilities,
yes,
the payment schedule, the days off, okay? So you're definitely going to need legal help in that regard.
Yes. Well,
okay.
We're gonna get that. We're gonna use the same process we would as if we were hiring a company.
Got
a
it.
Management
sure.
Company.
Sure.
But it just gives us more control.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you got to hire somebody with experience. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Milton. How about we got a Henry in Broward? I think it is.
Henry.
Yes, hello.
Oh, Henrietta.
Hi.
We own a condo that we rent, and we've owned it for the last 8 years. Last year, we get a bill for a water bill that we have no meter for, and the bill was $8,000. I think we spoke to you a long time before the COVID-19.
Right.
And
we don't know whether we're really responsible for that or not.
It was never
brought up to us, and we knew nothing about it.
By the way, the first thing is you really don't sound like a Henry. That's for sure. And if you are Henry, I suggest you go to a doctor immediately about your voice.
Oh, sorry.
You misidentified her, Eric.
Got it. All right.
Henny, H-E-N-N-Y.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
Henny.
There was I don't know Henny as a woman's name. I know Henny.
Henny Youngman,
right?
Take my wife.
That's you. There you go. Okay. So I can tell you that what you're telling me is not the first time I've heard something like this. I've had two cases in the last year where people have come in and said, we got this water bill out of the clear blue sky.
Oh.
And sometimes, sometimes people don't know that there's the water's meters were separately metered and it should have been broken out by community. And associations sometimes wake up and say, well, we're going to start doing it now and we're going to do it retroactive.
Oh.
And a lot of times, no, they can't do it that way. So with an $8,000 bill, you know, I suggest that the documents got to be looked at. You got to see whether or not there really are separate meters, whether or not they were put there from the beginning, because if they were put there after, that's considered a material alteration to the common elements and requires a 75% vote. Plus, 100% of the mortgagees, perhaps. You're going to need help on this one.
But there's no meter.
Maybe there isn't. And even if there is one, it doesn't mean it's legal.
I understand there's a meter downstairs. It's a two-story.
Yeah, but we don't know if everyone's separately metered.
A meter, and then they
got
share it.
It
with us, which we knew nothing about all these years.
Only way to give you an intelligent answer is to look at your documents. Give us a call in the office, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Guys, remember to sign up for the seminar. Go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or call Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. Have a wonderful, safe week, everybody, and we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m.
Thanks.